Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on another haunting episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when spirits of the deceased return to the living with a simple, yet deadly important message they desperately need to communicate, but have few ways of getting their loved ones to fully understand their warning from the grave? That story and much more on another terrifying episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us. And of course, if you like the show, become an extra podcast person, an EPP as we call them. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and so much more, and help keep our program on the air. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of the program. And we're coming to you from our brand new studio. This is our first episode of Real Ghost Stories Online in this setting. And I always say this in a new studio because I think we've gone through almost 7 of them now.
We're keeping this one.
We're keeping this one. We're not going to change this one. Six months later.
Knock on wood.
We've had 3 studios in this house in 2 years.
Three. Oh, yeah.
Because there was initially one in a spare bedroom when we first got here so I could get it up and running.
That's now the movie theater.
Then we moved it to an actual building, a separate building.
Now the arcade.
And I also got sick of walking outside to work and then built this completely new room in part of the extended garage. So, yeah, and you know what? It's cozy. I like it. We got a nice little window out here that looks out onto our little pasture.
And if any intruders are coming to haunt us?
Coming to haunt us?
Well, like live in
the... Well, intruders are typically coming to rob you or do something like
no,
that.
No, like, you know how...
Like supernatural intruders?
Yes.
Oh, you can see them.
You know, like the purple Christmas lights out there?
Yeah.
Those. That.
Like, see them like slowly... Like lurking towards us,
emerging from the tree.
Anything is possible. I had an idea a year ago, and I still can't feasibly see how to do this yet. But I want some way to do a hologram that moves through the field, and I thought about like shooting it on rails. But you'd have to have like some sort of fog or something for it to bounce off of, which would be really cool on like Halloween as trick-or-treaters come up. But the problem with that is we don't have trick-or-treaters because we're in the middle of the country. And there's not many cars that drive up and down our road either. So I'd be like, well, does that, can you get like triggered by a car? I'm like, it's too much. It's just too much to think about. So I'm just, you know, I stick with our cemetery and our nice gravestones that we have. And the
something funny that I just thought of.
Yeah.
So the dog is literally sitting in the movie theater as of right now, watching the Kardashians.
Is that where the dog is right now? You left the dog in the movie room to watch the Kardashians.
Yes, I did.
Oh, poor dog. That might qualify as animal abuse, quite honestly, if you really want to think about it. I think it's borderline human abuse sometimes. I've never watched a full episode of any Kardashian program.
You can't. You just can't. Heck, I was sitting in a box when you found me.
Yeah. Yeah. You were. You were sitting in a box with a Big Joe. You were enjoying the box more than you were the Big Joe chair that you got. And that's, yeah. Leave it to a child to enjoy the. I did the same thing. I love the boxes far more than anything else.
The Big Joe was like the roof of everything.
It was. It was. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We, of course, would love to hear them. Let's jump over to a caller and get our first episode in the new studio on the road. Here we go. Hi. What's your story?
Hey, guys. My name's Katie. I've been a listener for quite some time now, and I just wanted to tell you a bit of a story that I've contemplated sharing for a while, and the reason why I haven't is because I didn't really make sense of it until recently. So it's basically my version of Amityville. To put it simply, where I lived in Long Island in this little town called Oyster Bay, and I lived across from a graveyard in that town. And basically, I lived there for years, and at first, everything seemed fine, you know, traditional haunted house, everything's so fine and dandy, and then all of a sudden things started to slowly but surely get a little strange. And it started from, you know, me getting a little bit freaked out by entering certain rooms. I'll like explain, like, I'm a bit of an empath, so anytime I've been in a haunted house, I would feel emotions more than anything else. So I would run for my life from these rooms. Like, if I ever had to go into them, I just sprint through them and like exit as fast as possible. And that happened for a while, and I kind of knew something was wrong with the house, and I didn't really know what. So fast forward a few months of living there, and I started to hear footsteps outside of my room at night. So the way my upstairs, where all the bedrooms are, was laid out was, my dad's room had one door, by the bathroom, and then one door by the attic. So, my bedroom was right beside the bathroom. So every night for a few months, I would hear footsteps coming from the door by my dad's attic, or by my dad's room, like where the attic is, going all the way to my bedroom. And it would be back and forth all night long. And it would be a man's footsteps. So I thought my dad was just taking the weird long way to the bathroom, until I confronted him about it. And he was like, I thought that was you guys going to the bathroom at night. And that's when I kind of realized, okay, this house is haunted, because, you know, there's footsteps and nobody's everyone's saying it's not them, and yeah. So another few months go by, and both of my aunts are visiting from another state, and one's visiting from another country. So there were only three bedrooms in that house, so I had to sleep downstairs on the couch for the night. And I was watching TV, because how I cope with any hauntings is I can't sleep in silence. It'll freak me out because I hear everything. So I heard footsteps coming up and down the stairs as I was watching TV. And every time I would look up, the footsteps would stop. And it got to the point where I'd shut off the TV for the night, because otherwise it was just constant up and down the stairs. And no one was awake at that time. And it was a few weeks later then that something happened that, you know, really caused my family to move. And I actually was diagnosed with PTSD because of it. So basically, it got to a point where I would go home, my bedroom, and like things would be unplugged every single time. And I didn't understand why. And until this event happened, everything made sense to me. Basically, what had happened was I was watching Twilight New Moon. I was like 17 years old. I love Twilight. So that's what I did right before I went to bed. I was in my room and I had the TV there. So I turned the TV off and I turned to my side to go to sleep. And I saw this figure, and it looked like a man. And the way I can describe it is something like Slender Man, but all black. A very large being. And I had seen ghosts before, and they never freaked me out. And when I tell you, I was so scared of what this thing was that I started crying. Like, that means something. Like, I was freaking out. And I cried myself to sleep because of how scared I was. Like, I couldn't move. And, like, you'd imagine, like, you know, you're freaked out, so you run for your life. No, I was paralyzed with fear. So I fell asleep eventually, and I woke up. And I woke up to this man's voice, but it was like a growling man's voice. I don't know how to explain it, but it basically said, "Get out." And it was saying, "Get out, I'm going to hurt your sister." And I heard my sister scream from her bedroom, which was right beside mine. And you'd imagine I'd be in a panic, but I was oddly very calm. And I got out of the bed, like, slowly, and started, like, walking towards the door. And for some unknown reason, I couldn't scream. I tried everything, but my body was not letting me. And during this entire, like, process, I felt like there was a weight on me, if that makes any sense. Like, I felt like something was on top of me. And I couldn't scream. I wasn't crying, which is unlike me because I'm a very emotional person. And I was in a daze almost. And I was whispering for my stepmom. My stepmom, anyone who knows her, she was a former cop, and she literally is like a ninja in disguise, like would disarm a gunman type person. So I started trying to yell for her, but all I could get out was a whisper. And I was staring at my door, whispering my stepmom's name. And I just gave up. And the screaming from my sister's room stopped, and I went back to sleep, like, as if nothing happened. I wasn't freaking out. I was, like, it was like I was being hypnotized almost. And I woke up the next day, and let me tell you, I screamed bloody murder for my stepmom. I was terrified, the most scared I've ever been in my life. And my stepmom explained to me, Katie, you're probably wondering why, you know, things are unplugged all the time from your room, and why Oscar, our dog, constantly poops and pees in your room. And she said, it's because I've seen that figure coming in and out of your room all the time. And Oscar is trying to protect you, but he's also scared of that thing. So that's why he's pooping and peeing in there. And I understood that, but what I didn't get was, why was my sister screaming? So I asked my sister, I was like, Chelsea, were you screaming last night? And she said no. So this night has like gotten to me so much. I couldn't figure out why, like, this person was, or this thing, sorry, was pretending to be my sister, and why I felt like something was on me, and why I wasn't freaking out. And like, I don't know whether you would consider it like some sort of possession or what, but it was definitely the most traumatizing thing. And I've been through a lot. Like, it was definitely up there on the things that, you know, really were hard for me to talk about for quite some time. And it's, you know, I always thought maybe it was sleep paralysis, but then it's like, why would it be sleep paralysis if I'm up and moving around, you know? And yeah, I just thought I would share that story. Like, people have told me to be a bit more vocal about it because it's interesting. But, you know, I don't know, maybe I'll write a bit more about other details that have happened, or maybe I'll send another message on here. Keep doing what you're doing. I love your podcast. You guys keep me entertained on my long drives. And yeah, hope to share some more stories with you soon.
Lots of creepy things in that scenario there. What are your thoughts?
And now it's time to play What Would You Do?
What would you do? Okay. Options.
Option one, run out. Option two, fight back. And option three, cry yourself to sleep.
Okay, so what would you do in this scenario, and what's going on? Because there was a lot of things in that story. So what are we talking about specifically that's happening?
Man in room.
Okay. And you, what would you do?
Run out.
But what if the guy's by the door?
Run out.
You'd run towards it?
I'd run towards it with a baseball bat.
And swing and feel absolutely nothing.
Just get out of my room!
It'd be an interesting feeling to see what that feels like to go through.
No, it would not. I would not like to go through that. I'm going to stay in my box.
It would be an interesting feeling to see what that feels like going through something like that. I think I know what it feels like, honestly.
Huh?
Yeah, I do. Because I think something went through me once.
Huh?
The things you learn about Dad.
What happened?
I think I've told you this story before.
What happened?
This was in Wausau, Wisconsin. My first apartment. This is where I had that kind of sleep paralysis type experience.
No, I never heard that story.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first person in the world who's not heard the story. okay, so I was about 18. I was in my first apartment in Wausau, Wisconsin, above a bookstore. And there was one night I woke up and I sat up. So I was moving, okay? It wasn't like, I didn't wake up and like felt paralyzed. Something woke me enough to like sit up in my, at this time, still had a twin bed. So it's like, it's a kid's size bed. It's like your size bed. And I was 18. That was the bed I had when I was living there. And I sit up, and then I feel at that point after I sat up that I couldn't move. And it was the weirdest, and I've heard people in the last couple of months actually on our show, some of these references to how they recalled this sort of thing felt. And I felt it like, oh yeah, that's a good way of kind of putting the way that some of this that felt that day. It was like static, you know, like a static electricity feeling you get sometimes. But it was like that over my entire body.
Oh God.
And it was,
that's painful.
It wasn't painful, it was just uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah.
And it was just very light. But it the only way the way my mind described it to me right after that was like, and this is not based on any sort of visualization because my eyes were not open. I kept my eyes closed for whatever reason. But it felt like a cloud moved through me. And the cloud, I guess, would be represented by the static electricity type feeling. And it probably took all of 3 seconds, but it felt, you know, when people go through something weird or traumatic, there was like, oh my God, that felt like an eternity. It did. It felt like a long time. But it happened, and then it was done, and I was freaked out. And what did I do? What did your brave dad do at 18?
Probably just go back to sleep.
I hid under the covers. and nothing happened again. I eventually did fall asleep. But I laid there for a long time, wide awake, just like, what the hell was that? And really afraid to get out of bed. And I didn't get up, I think, until the morning. After that, I started looking into, what the hell was that? Like, is there some hit? My first thought was, what's the history to the building? Because it's a very old building on this square area, probably like at least 100 years old.
Oh, God.
And, but, you know, it's all remodeled. You wouldn't have no idea, you know, the age of the building. Unless you just look, you know, looked at the history, but it was a very modern type apartment, and I looked into it and I found out that whole area, that whole square, has all these ghost stories, from this building to that building to the opera house to the old Walter Schrader Hotel to you name it. Right behind my wall, literally. Right behind my wall, where I felt like something went through me, and then like my guess would be go through the wall if you're just kind of playing along at home going, well, if something's going in this direction, it's going to go that direction. Right behind that wall was a staircase that went from street level up to another apartment in another building, because there's a lot of buildings all mashed together by this little sporting goods store. And that staircase had been rumored, the legend is that they see a woman carrying a child up and down that staircase. So right behind me.
Did the baby get thrown through you?
Did she toss the baby through the wall? Is that the question?
Yes, yes it is.
I don't think the baby got tossed through the wall.
No, that would be some nice dark lore.
Although, you know, it kind of was just like an upper body feeling that, like, so I guess if she did toss the ghost baby through the wall. That's a new way of looking at the story, Harper. I'm glad I shared that because I never know what the hell you're going to say. of all the experiences I've had, I've not had like really a ton. I've had a lot of small ones. That was probably one of the more
traumatizing.
It was because I physically felt something. The only other one that I had that was really distinct, and I know what I heard, and I really can't write it off as anything else, was at the old radio station, my first station, where I was sitting at my desk, and I heard what sounded like keys and papers being ruffled. And I thought it was our news director. It was a dead end hall. I'm just sitting there on a Sunday working by myself in a building that's empty. And, but he's a news guy. So he comes and goes, and good guy. One of my good friends. I walked down towards the newsroom thinking I'm just going to talk to him for a few minutes. That's what we always do. It's like every Sunday, every weekend, we always have little conversations here and there. So I walked down there. There's nobody in the damn building. And I even called him.
Dun, dun, dun,
I'm like, hey, dun. Were you just like here? He's like, no. I'm like, there's nothing going on. I'm at home. I'm like, I don't know what the hell that was. And to this day, I don't know what it was.
Dun, 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 dun,
but a lot of people have stories within that building. Had a chance to go there in summer or in Thanksgiving. We went down to the basement.
Did you hear the same sound?
I didn't hear anything, but I did find an area that I kind of think is something I don't think we recognized in the past. I think one of the areas that is part of this tunnel was actually also part of like the heating system. I think it was part of like where they would put coal or wood or something to heat the buildings. Probably through a chimney system of some sort that no longer exists.
Hey, speaking of which, remember when we went up to Eureka Springs?
I thought you were going
to
say Ukraine. No, honey. We've never taken a holiday vacation there right now or ever, but...
Eureka Springs, yeah. And you got to go through the tunnel thing?
That was neat.
Yes.
Yes, that was...
Very intense to me.
Was that part of the Underground Railway, or is that just their
that
own?
That was the Underground Railway.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
But it was very intense to me for some reason.
We had dinner at a place, and it was kind of getting into off-season, and we started talking with the server about ghost stories, and we said what we did. And then after dinner, they said, you want to come down and check out our tunnels? And we got, that was neat.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was really neat to go see that. Eureka Springs is a very neat town. It'd be fun to go do another live show there. We did a live show there right before COVID happened, and we had so much fun. Me and Carol have been talking about that lately of let's figure out some time to go on the road and do this thing again. So,
can I join the show?
I will leave you at home with the dog, and that's going to be pretty much... I'm kidding. Yes. Yes, of course you would be part of that. So.
Yay.
Yeah. So, all right. One more call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's load it up here. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, it's Tepesh. Forgive me if I'm a little out of breath. No, it's not the COVID. You heard the last time that I was in the nursing home. Well, I've got another story for you. I know that Carol would love. It's sad, though, too. So, in February, I lost my daddy to COVID. He had fallen and broke two of his wings, his ribs, excuse me, and it got hard for him to breathe. So he went to the hospital and got to COVID. And in February, he drew his last breath. Well, my mom was caught to COVID too. And she was in a different nursing home. And sadly, she couldn't be with him. And that broke all of our hearts. It broke my heart because he had been wanting to see me so, so bad. But the night that he passed away, my mom was crying her eyes out. They had been married for 59 years, almost 60. In September, it would have been 60 years. But she was in her bed, crying her eyes out. And all of a sudden, a big white orb came into the room. The room was dark. And then it was going around her in her bed. And it kind of laid down on the side of where my daddy would have been if they were together. And it flew up and around my mommy, and she talked to it. She said, okay, I know you're all right. I was so sorry I couldn't be with you. And when she was telling me this, I was crying. And it upset me, like I said earlier. He couldn't see me again before he passed away. But as my mom, I was talking to her a couple of days later. I said, did you had your visit anymore? And she goes, no, he knows where I am. And I'll take it as is. But as I was talking to her, I was being real sad because he couldn't see me. And all of a sudden, I felt this pressure on my shoulder and two hands on my arm, like they were resting there. And I go, oh. And mom goes, what's wrong? And I said, nothing. She says, what's wrong? And I said, Mom, Dad's here right now. Daddy's here. And she said, how? I said, I don't want to move, but his head's on my shoulder and his hands are on my arm. And she started crying. And I was semi-crying. My daddy was telling me that he loved me, and he was telling me goodbye. But I'll always miss him. And Carol, God bless her. But I know she'd like this story, too. You guys take care. Thank you.
It's probably good that Carol isn't on this episode today, because she'd be crying right now and she'd have nothing to say at this moment. But such a touching story. Thank you for sharing that that experience with us. And yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cut and dry exactly what that was and what you experienced. And I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, you it's just been so crazy, obviously, these last 2 years. And crazy isn't even an operative word for what we've all dealt with. So many folks that have led, you know, very long lives and seen this, seen that, got through this, got through that. And then this freaking thing comes through and just, you know, completely changes the page for so many of us. So I'm sorry to hear about your loss, but thank you for sharing that story. I'm glad you got to have that experience.
I love the story.
Thank you for sharing them. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up over at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and so much more. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.